Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we will focus on the King County executive election. With Election Day just a week away, we on Vashon need to know how the candidates see their obligations to rural King County. Here to give us her perspective is King County aspiring executive, Claudia Balducci. Welcome, Claudia.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a delight that you are here, and I know your schedule is really, really busy, so I'm most grateful. What do you see as the primary asset you would bring to the office of county executive?
Well, thanks so much for asking that question. I am a current King County council member. I've worked for King County for over 25 years. I've made local government my profession and my calling. I'm a former city council member for the city of Bellevue and former mayor of that city. And I've run a large department inside of King County, the Department of Adult and Juvenile Detention. I think I'm most known for pushing big rocks up big hills. I fought and won the battle of light rail in East King County. You can come and ride it, and I would invite all the Vashon Islanders to come on over and see our light rail line.
What was your role in that?
I advocated for the first ballot measure, the second ballot measure. I've served on the Sound Transit Board, and I currently chair the committee that oversees all of the capital expansions. I negotiated the settlement between Sound Transit and the city of Bellevue. I advocated on ballot measures. It has been my project. It's been my passion. And just to get it open has been such an incredible accomplishment. I think it probably tracks for a Vashon Islander to how amazing it would be to get really great, reliable, frequent ferry service. If you could have that, wouldn't life be great?
That is right where I was going.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been really thrilled with the increase in the water taxi.
Yeah.
Sailings, and hope that you guys keep it going.
I think it's been a very successful pilot thus far. I know it just started, but I'm really, so to sort of answer both of your questions, I think this experience of understanding a big need in the community and being in a leadership position to make it actually happen is what I bring to the county executive role. And I'll say, I think King County is smart to now start looking at that water taxi as real transit. It's not special transit. It's just the kind of transit you need when you are separated from the rest of the transit system by a body of water.
Yes.
And so we should absolutely make it part of our transit system and always keep it that way. And I would absolutely fight to do that as county executive.
That's great. I also see it as an environmental plus because people will be walking on and not driving their cars from West Seattle to the city, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so you see people waiting for the buses on either end, and that's an important part, too. We have to make sure, and transit has been a really big part of my my vision and my my push as a leader. We got to make sure those buses run well on either end as well so that people can rely on them and rely on the whole trip.
Yeah, and coordinating them with the ferry landings and so forth. Yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with our Islanders for Ferry Action group who had a lot to do with pummeling the
well done
board.
Them.
Yes,
yes. Congratulations, Islanders.
They did. Since you've been an East Sider all your life, what do you see as the priorities for the west side of the county?
Yeah, it's worse than that. I've been an East Sider all my life in the sense that I was born on the East Coast of the United States. So I'm a big East Sider. But, you know, we are a region. The county of King County is, if it were a state, it would be one of the larger states. It's larger than several other states. And so our county is truly a region of different places with different identities, different things that are wonderful. We've got urban areas, suburban areas, rural areas. And I mean, Vashon, of course, is just this uniquely special place.
Think we're special.
They are. You are. And all of these places are. And so part of the job of the county is to make sure that we protect what's wonderful and treasured about a special place like Vashon and like, you know, and we support Seattle. I've heard it said that, you know, when Seattle sneezes, the whole region catches a cold. And it's true. We are united together. Our economy is united. Our services are dependent on each other. That transit system we were just talking about, it truly is a connection. And so the executive has to be able and willing to make all parts of the county work, understand the needs throughout this very diverse, very large county, from Skykomish to Seattle to Vashon. You just have so many different types of places, and we need to, again, protect what's wonderful, the environment, the water quality was part of the environment.
Oh, yeah.
And also help to make sure that we are looking to the future and taking advantage of opportunities and, you know, addressing the risks and the concerns that we have.
What do you see as the biggest challenges that the new county executive will have to address?
We have quite a few, honestly. It starts with, we have an unsustainable funding system. We really rely at King County on nothing but sales tax and property tax, the two most regressive types of taxes.
Yes.
Very little else comes into King County. And so that's why we are constantly either raising property taxes or sales taxes or cutting things back. So we're really going to need some help. And the next executive is going to have to work hard at figuring out a better, fairer system and then convincing the state to do something about it. But that problem manifests in many different ways. One thing I work on heavily lately, especially, is regional water quality, which is about stormwater and wastewater. We have to make just billions of dollars in investments over the coming decades to replace old pipes, to expand equipment because of population growth, to bring our treatment up to standards because we know now more about the contaminants that, you know, we are putting into the water and we have to get it out. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that without raising rates to the point where nobody can afford to live here? Well, I have some ideas, one of which is we're going to have to partner with regions across the country. I've already started doing this as the chair of the Regional Water Quality Committee at the council, because red states and blue states alike are suffering from aging water systems. We have to work together. We need federal support. It is too big of a job for any locality to lift it. And we have common interests. So I think a longer range plan of working with our partners throughout the country to get the next infrastructure package from the federal government, whenever that may be in the next decade, make sure that it has water quality as a key element. They put $5 billion into the last bipartisan infrastructure law. $5 billion would buy you maybe two wastewater treatment plants for the whole country. And it was supposed to include drinking water as well. So,
yeah, that was my next question, is the quality of, well, and the supply of water.
Right.
We experienced a gigantic drought this past summer.
Yeah.
And I know some of us were waiting for Vashon Island to catch fire like a tinderbox.
Mm.
Nothing like that happened, thank God.
Thank goodness.
But what about water supply?
Well, water supply is an interesting issue. It is beyond the purview of King County government. The water supplies come from various water suppliers, but we have to watch out for it. Like, this is, for us, it appears as a development issue where you've got rural areas that rely on wells or local sources. You can't allow too much development because it overwhelms the water supply.
That is our situation here.
Yeah.
You probably know that on Vashon we have, I think, 5 to 7 aquifers from which we draw our water, and that does limit growth and development.
Yeah.
Not that we need more, but it does. It does keep it at a certain level.
It's a challenge for all our islands, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. As you talk about needing more income, I come from the Midwest, but it has seemed to me that the idea of income tax is a four-letter word here in the state of Washington. Would anyone ever propose such a thing?
I think we have to have a conversation about all the ways in which we could make our tax system fairer. So that it starts with fairness, and an income tax is inherently fairer than a sales tax.
Yeah.
It just is, because it taxes you based on how much you make. It's not without its problems, because there are people who make very little money but have a lot of wealth, and how do they contribute their fair share?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the key is for the next executive is going to be to get a group of people together from all sides of the issue, you know, so the very far left, the very far, you know, everybody, and say, how can we come up with a system that feels fair? And then you're going to have some kind of reassurance that if you come up with a better tax system that is fairer, that you're not just going to layer that on top of everything else and then they all just keep going up, because people don't trust that we're not just going to keep raising taxes. And that's not the point, really. The point is to make it fairer so that it's less of a burden on individuals who can least afford to pay.
So do you think politicians are capable of looking at that property tax, sales tax, income tax in a balanced way?
I sure hope so. I mean, I have to hold on to hope that we can. And I certainly, you know, in my background, I've been a labor negotiator. I've been a labor lawyer. I've been surprised at how when you get people around a table and you talk about interests and you talk openly and freely and, you know, really hear each other, you can sometimes get to agreements on things where you thought you couldn't. So I hold out hope that we can.
That's hopeful.
Yeah.
That brings me to the fact that you have been branded a progressive Democrat, as has your opponent, Guilherme Zahale. How are the two of you different?
It's so interesting. In a lot of ways, we look the same on paper. We're both lawyers. We've both gone to prestigious law firms and worked law schools and worked at law firms. We both serve on the county council. I have a lot more experience. I have been in government from the ground floor as a line and staff employee all the way up to a department director. I have been the mayor of a city. I have been on the council. I'm in my third term. I've helped to organize and create things from concept through to execution, which is fundamentally the job of the county executive. So just for example, when I ran for county council, everybody was talking about housing affordability, as we still are.
Yeah.
And I just kept hearing, well, we don't really do housing here at King County. Everywhere I went, I heard at the Puget Sound Regional Council, where I became the president eventually of the board, we don't do housing here. And at Sound Transit, which is a little more understandable, they're our transit agency, we don't do housing here. And I thought, that's very unsatisfying. So I organized and I got funding and support from the council to create a regional task force, worked with all 39 cities in the county. We came up with a needs study that showed tremendous need for housing. 244,000 homes needed in 20 years was our number at the time. It's gone up since then.
Yeah.
And a series of recommendations. And then we started implementing those. We created a committee that I've chaired since inception, and we have worked on comprehensive planning throughout the county, through all the cities, to try to increase supply. We've worked on subsidies, granting land right near Sound Transit stations, free government land or reduced price land to create affordable housing right near light rail. So I've gone from it's a problem, let's work on solutions, and implementing solutions, which is, I think, the job that the county really has. And I'm the only one in this race that's really done that at any scale.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. But so much more to do.
You're right. You mentioned 39 cities in the county.
Yeah.
We are not a city.
Correct.
What could you offer to give us or assure us here on Vashon Island of better access to county government?
Yeah. It's something, it's so interesting. As a former mayor in an incorporated city, then moving over to the county council, it is very noticeable the difference between how much attention and investment you get when you are within a city with city resources and when you are not.
Right.
And the county's rationale for that is we just don't have the money. You know, we just don't have the money to invest. I think we've got to revisit how we invest in unincorporated and rural areas. And I don't mean develop. I mean maintain the infrastructure, maintain the roads, maintain the pipes and the things that are necessary just to keep going. And then just having the space for people to have direct access to their government, because you don't have a mayor, you don't have city council
right.
members. I was very supportive of and helped to create from the policy side, helped to create the Department of Local Services. I thought that was a great idea by former Deputy County Executive Fred Jarrett, because it was based on this kind of no wrong door idea. Instead of having to figure out, do I go to the permitting department for this? Do I have to call somebody within Department of Natural Resources and Parks? Which phone number do I need at this giant government? You should be able to contact local services and get what you need. And I've heard some good feedback. I think we should you know, have a moment where we talk with unincorporated residents and ask, how's that working for you? And keep building that approach so that there really is responsiveness, because we are the only government for Vashon and all the unincorporated
towns.
That's
right. Yeah. That's right. And so if I go to the King County website and search for local services, I'll get in touch with someone.
That's what should happen. And if it doesn't happen, I'd love to hear about it so that we can make it work better.
We're talking to Claudia Paul-Ducci, by the way.
Yes.
She is.
Email me anytime.
Yes. She is a candidate for King County Executive. We were all here on Vashon in love with Dow Constantine. He was a supporter and a favorite son. What would you change from his administration, and how would you grade his administration?
I would start by saying that Dow, who was somebody I've worked closely with, I was a department director under his administration, so I was part of his cabinet.
Yeah.
And so I'm very proud of a lot of things that Dow and the county accomplished during his term. He was a truly dedicated to land conservation, to environmental preservation. I know the stopping the gravel pit on Maury Island was a major, he was very proud of that, still is.
Yeah.
And should be. He started a number of amazing new programs. Best Starts for Kids was a brilliant idea to invest in early education based on scientific findings about how incredibly important the early brain development is for the trajectory of a person's life. So if we can help people succeed because we got them the kind of stimulation and education that helps them at age 0 to 3, you spend less money in crisis management in theory 20, 30 years down the road. Very few politicians think that long term.
Yeah.
We are
yeah.
incentivized to think in 4-year terms, right?
Yes. Yes.
I would say what I would do differently is I am very much a person who likes to bring together big groups of stakeholders and work together on hard problems and come to solutions through difficult conflicts of interest. I just enjoy that kind of work. It's what I've done a lot of my career. I'm not sure Dow loves that kind of work. I mean, I think he comes up with fantastic ideas and he knows how to implement them. I love a good angry room full of people.
So you don't fear conflict?
No. In fact, I think it's an important step. A healthy conflict is an important step to progress.
Thank you. I can't believe it, but we are about out of time. Oh. I have 3 rapid fire questions.
All right.
Favorite color?
Blue.
I can tell you're wearing it. Favorite spare time activity?
Hanging out with my kiddo, my 19-year-old kiddo. Just love being with that kid and talking about whatever random stuff they're thinking.
Yeah, that's always fascinating. And pets?
I have a dog. We have a dog named Angel because Angel's ears stick up and they're very fluffy, so it looks like she has wings.
Great. Claudia Paul-Ducci, thank you so much for the time you've given us here today on A Vashon Minute. One parting word. What do you want people to take from this conversation?
I hope they know that our King County ethic is to be responsive and to help Vashon Island and to be there for Vashon as for the other unincorporated areas. And please never hesitate to reach out. We're easily findable online.
Find Claudia Paul-Ducci at her email address, which is?
For Workside, claudia.balducci@kingcounty.gov. For the campaign, info@claudiabalducci.com.
Thank you very much. And thank you, dear listener, for joining me here and for joining this conversation with Claudia Paul-Ducci. I'm Susan McCabe, the host of A Vashon Minute. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned to Voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next.